Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, iPhone Magnification.
Hello, and today we are going to discuss tips for the visually impaired using the Zoom functions on the iPhone. Erin is here so that she can ask questions if she comes up with one, as I'm sort of trying to babble my way through a description.
Yeah, well, it's not like I can use this, so you're better suited to do the tip than I am.
Very true. And we will jump right in. The Zoom functions are for the visually impaired that do have usable sight. It will enable your phone to zoom from 100 to 500%.
Woo!
Yeah, so it's pretty flexible, even for a small screen like this. First of all, you can set it under the Universal Access Control in iTunes when you actually connect the phone or sync. You can do it also on the phone. If you go under Settings and General and Accessibility, you'll come across the settings for VoiceOver, Zoom, Large Font, and White on Black, among some other things. We want to select Zoom. When you do that, it will bring up a pane that says Enable and On-Off. So you hit that, and it will enable Zoom. The basic gestures for using Zoom are triple tap three fingers to turn it on, triple tap three fingers to turn it off. It'll automatically zoom to 200%. If you want to zoom in closer or out farther from it, you will triple click and hold your fingers and move them up or down the screen. So as you move up the screen, it will zoom to a maximum of 500% and pull it down the screen, and you can actually zoom down to 100%. So that's kind of nifty.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah. So triple tap, hold your three fingers down and move up and down, mm-hmm. and it'll do sort of a fluctuation of in and out.
So in order to get this even on the phone to set it up, though, you have to go under Configure Universal Access under the Summary tab in iTunes and install it there. Is that correct?
It's automatically on the phone.
Just like you do
VoiceOver? Well, it's automatically on the phone.
Oh, okay.
It's already on the phone, so all you have to do is go under Settings and do it there.
And do it there, okay.
The Universal Access in iTunes is for very first use. So if you know you're going to be activating the phone and you're not going to be able to read the menus or anything like that.
That's what I'm saying.
You can turn it on there.
Yeah, for the very first time. Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
If you have usable sight, you can just go to the phone and do it without mm-hmm. ever connecting it to iTunes.
Right.
So you triple tap to turn it on. It zooms to 200% immediately. In order to scroll up and down and left and right, you have to hold your three fingers on the screen and move in one of the directions.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of makes it a little difficult when you're trying to read something because you have such a small screen. So
right.
you're having to go backwards and forwards. So you have to move your three fingers left and right
mm-hmm.
constantly back and forth. It gets a little dizzy to me anyway. So one other thing that I do with the iPhone accessibility is that under accessibility, there is an option for the triple click home. I use that so that I can go into the option and instead of saying turn on VoiceOver or toggle black on white, I tell it to ask me what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of handy so that if you're visually impaired and you're in an email or document or Twitter application or something like that, you can actually turn on VoiceOver to read that to you. So mm-hmm. I can triple click the home key and hit VoiceOver.
VoiceOver on. Messages. Double tap to open.
That gives me that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can read.
Mail. 35 new item. Phone. Safari.
I can do just double like regular VoiceOver commands.
Right.
And then I can triple click.
Alert. Accessibility options. Turn VoiceOver off, but turn Zoom on, button, turn White on Black on, button, cancel, button.
So I have those options.
Mm-hmm. Turn VoiceOver off, button, VoiceOver off.
So I just turned it off, and Zoom is still functioning
mm-hmm.
with that. It's not going to zoom while you have VoiceOver on, but
okay.
you can easily turn it on and off.
That was my next question. Will they work simultaneously together?
No.
Okay.
So the key things there, you can use it for reading your tweets or web pages mm-hmm. or things like that without having to actually do the backwards and forwards scroll.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that people may want to do is to turn on, under accessibility, the large font. You can select from a various sizes in there, all the way up to 56-point font.
Ooh, one letter take up the whole screen.
Almost. It'll display about 8 characters on the screen width.
Ooh.
So you can turn that on. It mostly works in email.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really go across any other applications.
Oh, that's
Zoom. Zoom will work in any application, any browser window, mm-hmm. anything that you're doing.
Okay.
For normal, non-visually impaired users, they can take their fingers, say, on a web page, and they can put 2 fingers on and then spread them,
mm-hmm.
and it will zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can close your fingers back together, and it will actually shrink the screen back to normal size. Mm-hmm. So there is that little bitty Zoom feature for everyone to use. But that pretty much covers the Zoom features for the iPhone 4.
Cool. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Yes, I'll be here next time.
You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.